couple of Isleta has not granted its consent for a right of way. Consent is a requirement. Federal law requires that the Pueblo grant permission for any right of way that crosses through its lands. The grant of permission stands regardless of whether companies such as APR seek to use an existing federal or state right of way. Therefore, APR is merely speculating when it states that water will be delivered to locations north of Pueblo, because that permission has not been sought or granted. Delivery of water north of the Pueblo is contingent upon the Pueblo Isleta granting that permission. Let's be clear. To get through Valencia County and up into Bernalillo, Sandoval, and Santa Fe counties, APR's proposed pipeline routes show that they must go through the Pueblo. Acquiring a right-of-way from a tribe or a Pueblo can be a very lengthy process. Early engagement, meaningful consultation, openness and honesty are key to successful right-of-way negotiations. Yet to date, APR has failed to communicate, consult, or even coordinate its efforts with the Pueblo. APR's application must be judged on what has been submitted as the application, not based on any future potential hopes of what could be, especially when APR has failed to even begin discussions with key players such as the Pueblo. Moreover, while the plan described by APR would require the Pueblo's consent, the OSC still requires specificity with regard to the place and purpose of use. Augustine Plains Ranch has spent significant resources to produce the studies appended to its current 162-page application. However, this doesn't change the underlying fact that the application is overbroad and vague. Based on the application's contents, it's unclear as to where or how the water will be used at any location. The Pueblos or any other protestant shouldn't be burdened with providing technical analyses in an attempt to determine the potential effects of unspecified uses and unspecified locations. Further, APR has failed to heed this court's directive in 2012. The current application is still unclear about where the water would be used beyond listing large swaths of New Mexico as potential places of use. It's disingenuous for APR to argue that the place of use has been specified sufficiently as anywhere along the proposed 140-mile pipeline, or even in cities or counties above the Pueblo of Isleta. In APR's quest to get its application approved and to build its pipeline, APR hasn't produced any evidence of any partnership with any city, county, municipality, Pueblo, or any other entity. Finally, the three Pueblos of Santa Ana, Sandia, and Isleta have occupied their homelands within the Rio Grande Valley for many centuries. The Pueblos are sovereign governments. Their respective tribal communities have a profound and abiding connection to the Rio Grande and rely on that for its cultural sustenance. They are dependent upon the water that flows from that river. The three Pueblos are concerned. We're deeply concerned about the vagueness of this so-called move to locations for the water. On October 13, 2017, the three Pueblos joined the community protestants in their motion for partial summary judgment with OSC. The Pueblos agreed at that time that the application was legally insufficient. On April 18, 2019, the Pueblos filed a joinder with the motions filed by the community protestants and Capitan County in this very action, because APR's application continues to be legally insufficient. Your Honor, for these reasons, and those reasons stated on our joinder, as well as those outlined by the community protestants and Capitan County, we respectfully ask that the APR's application be dismissed with prejudice. Thank you.